Okay, the next section is on effective communication. And as a coach, that's the most important skill that we have, is communicating back and forth with our client. Because it's important that we understand what they're saying and they understand what we're saying. Okay, both the coach and the client are communicating and being communicated with. We have to understand them and they have to understand us. So it's a two-way street. When we think about effective communication, we're not talking about just you talking to them effectively. You're also trying to understand what it is that they're saying to you. There are different types of communication. One is the verbal, is the actual words that we speak. Okay. But scientists tell us that that's less than half of what we communicate, is the words we say. Okay. Now, vocal is how the words are delivered. The volume, the inflection, pitch, fluency, pauses. We communicate with other people through not just the words that we speak, but the way that we say them. Okay. Another way that we communicate is through body language. Our facial expressions. If our facial expression isn't consistent with the words that we speak, people are going to believe the expression, not the words. Okay. So we have to be aware of our expressions. Okay. Our posture, you know, whether a person is really listening or not, whether a person is really committed or concerned or compassionate, a lot of that can be communicated through posture. Okay. So we have to be aware of that, not just, again, ourselves, but the client, reading their posture. Gestures. Obviously, some gestures are more positive than others. So we have to be aware of gesturing when we're speaking, or being aware of gestures that our clients make in our presence. Eye contact, whether your client is looking directly at you or you're looking at the client. A person may be indicating that they're bored if they're looking off to the side or something and not really paying attention. And you have to be aware of that so that the client doesn't think that you're being dispassionate or not care or bored or whatever, because you always want to show that you care. Eye movements, we'll get into some more detail, but a lot of things are communicated by the way our eyes move, you know, whether you're looking up, down, left, right, whatever. Again, it's NLP that teaches us some of those things. Okay. Now, some of the skills that we work on to enhance our communication and to understand our communication from our client is one, active listening. And we're going to go over each one of these individually. So this is just like a preview. So it's not just a casual listening. It's a very purposeful, active listening. Okay. Same thing with questioning. When we're having a conversation with somebody, we usually think about questioning as just a way to get more information. But a professional coach uses questioning as a way to steer the conversation, as a way to get the client to think about things that maybe they wouldn't have thought about otherwise. So again, we're going to get into each one of these separately. The different communication or learning styles, we'll go over those. That each person has their own learning styles, the ways that they communicate with each other and the ways that they learn best. Okay, reading body language, we'll go over that, how to do that. And intuition. Intuition is a very important part of coaching. And we'll talk about that as we get into the skills. Okay, first we're going to talk about active listening. Okay, there are different levels of listening. Okay, the first level of listening is referred to as being internal listening. You're listening to the other person with your own interests in mind. The primary thing you're thinking about is, how is what this person is saying going to affect me? Okay. Internal listening is the kind of listening that you do when you're really thinking about what you're going to say next rather than what the person is saying to you. Okay, so this is common in a personal conversation, certainly not in a professional conversation. The second level is listening to understand. You know, you want to know what that person is talking about, what it is that they're saying. So you are listening to their words because it's very important that you understand. But it's still not the professional level of listening. Now, third level is called empathic listening. That's where you listen to the other person, what they're saying, and put yourself in their position. While you're hearing their words, you're thinking about, well, how do they feel about this? You know, how does this affect their life? Okay, you know, I feel like that this person is communicating something that's deep inside them, and I want to feel what they're feeling. I want to know what they mean, not just what they're saying. Okay. The fourth level is referred to as divine listening. That's where we value every person as a divine individual. This is a person that we try to take ourselves out of the process and not do any interpretation. We're just listening to what they have to say to us. We're being aware that perhaps their subconscious is speaking through their conscious, and we want to listen to what that subconscious is saying. Or perhaps even the divine is speaking through that person, and they may or may not be conscious of the message that's being communicated. So in divine listening, that's what we're listening for. Okay. Again, this gets more into some details when you just went over the different types of listening. Level one, the listener is focused on themselves, how it affects them. They hear in context of their own thoughts. They're thinking about, do I agree with this or do I not agree with this? How do I respond to this? And what does it mean to me? Again, that's the level one. Okay. Sometimes referred to this as hearing but not listening. Go on to level two, listening to understand. Level two, again, is where we want to know what they're saying. We want the information, what emotion is being expressed, and we put it in the context of how is what that person is saying related to the goal. How does that relate to us as coaches helping the person to achieve the goal that they've said that they want to achieve? We're also listening at level two is what they are not saying. You know, are there gaps? Is there something that doesn't flow? Okay, they're not telling me certain information. Okay, and in level two listening, we're listening for self-references. How they refer to themselves, positively, negatively, or whatever. And then the empathic listening, we listen in context of the overall plan. Okay, how is what they're saying going to relate to the plan and achieving their goal? Again, we're listening for the emotion. We're listening for how committed they are. Okay, is it consistent with previous information? Has there been a change in their attitude or commitment? And how are they expressing their emotional well-being? Again, are they being positive, being negative? And the divine, divine listening level four is the subconscious communication, perhaps. We think of each individual as a divine, separate individual. We listen without making assumptions and try to remove ourselves from the process.